Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Good evening, good evening, good afternoon. Greetings in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Almighty, Everlasting Father. So glad to be with you this afternoon. Amen, amen. Good God, good God, good God. God is good all the time God is good. I'm here to tell you about a good news, a good news. The good news is Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's coming back to earth. He's coming back to earth. The world is in a mess. It's all in a turmoil. People don't know what to do. I'll tell you right now, the Bible says repent. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. Jesus Christ is the answer. You need him in your life. Amen. Now is the day. This is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Amen. I'm looking for my brother, amen, Tim Jackson from Lubbock, Texas, to come on in here. And we're going to tell you something that's good, that's real, real good. There's hope for the world. Amen. There's hope for the world. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is the only thing I got on this planet. Amen. That can take care of me. He's the only thing that can save your soul. He's the only thing that can give you joy and peace. He's the only thing that can keep you in the hollow of his hand, because he is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. He is a loving God. He's an outstanding God. He's the God of gods and the Lord of lords, and he's on his way back. The Bible said, Jesus Christ said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And buddy, he is building it. He's building it. Amen. And what he's building out of? He's building it out of you. You are the church. The church is the body of Christ, which is you. If you've been born again, if you've been born again and you repented of your sin, you can come to Christ today. Amen. And if you don't know him, you can know him in the pardon of your sin by his shed blood on Calvary's cross. Calvary's cross is the only way a man can reach God. Christ died. And when Christ died, that was God Almighty in the flesh. And he died. He went to the grave and he was resurrected by himself. Jesus
Christ. Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen. He died. That was God in the flesh. Thank you, brother. Come on in here. Let's talk about this good news. That's the only hope we got. People trying to find hope in everything else. Yeah. Hey, they're partying. They're going to games. They're doing this and they're doing that. But let me tell you, there's no satisfaction to your soul until you come to Jesus Christ. And I'm telling everybody. I'm telling the black man, the white man, the ugly man, the pretty man. Ooh, my granddaughter's on the line down there in Florida. Amen. She's listening in. Amen. I thank God. She got the number, and so she's listening in. I want to tell her, keep on listening. Amen. Amen. She knows she needs the Lord. Amen. Because that's the only hope she has in this age, in this time. Oh, we're so glad to have you, brother. Oh, my heart is satisfied now. Amen. And this, just before we get into the session, amen, I'm going to have prayer with you. And after I have prayer with you, I'm going to say a few words, and I'm going to let you have it, brother. I know you got something good from the Word of God. Father, we thank you this afternoon for this opportunity. We thank you for Brother Jackson. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for coming on with me, Lord, that he has a desire to try to reach as many souls as we can. The only name that's above every name is the name of Jesus Christ. We know it, Lord. We don't have no alternative but to come to you. We don't have no way out but to come to you, because you shed your blood on Calvary's cross for us 2,000 years ago. And you said you was coming back. You coming back to get a church, Lord. And we want to prepare the souls that need to know Jesus Christ. I know church folks ain't having church like they used to. Amen. A lot of people stop going to church. A lot of people don't have nothing. But, Lord, we ask you right now that we can reach somebody's soul. That's what we want. We want to reach somebody's soul in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I'm looking at a piece of paper right now, and it says One World Church. I'm going to have about 10 minutes on this. Amen. I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on this, and then I'm going to give it to my brother, and he's going to drop the hammer, amen, on the rest of the session. He gonna take maybe about 30 minutes, and then he gonna hand it back to me. But the One World Church, what is the One World Church? The One World Church is a time in history like never before where all churches will unite together under the name of Satan. Listen to what I'm saying now. This One World Church is all the denominations of the world falling under one umbrella that will be controlled by Satan. Satan has a church, and Jesus Christ has a church. Jesus Christ is the founder of the true church, the true born-again believer that accepts Jesus Christ and the cross and his shed blood and his burial and his death and his resurrection on the third day morning. Amen. He got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and now Jesus Christ can save the soul of every human being on this planet if they want to be saved. S-A-V-E-D. The false church is found in the book of Revelation at the 17th chapter, where the woman she rides up on a scarlet beast with a name written up on her forehead. And up on her forehead, she got the name written. And this is the name is written. I'm going to read it right from the Bible. The name that is written on her forehead, amen. It says this in the 17th chapter of Revelation. That's where the false church will arrive. That's where it will be at its peak. That's where the devil will be able to deceive people of the world and get them to believe that he is Christ, and he's not the Christ. He is the false antichrist that will be headed up, and he will be the head of the false church. Now listen to what Revelation said. This is what Revelation said. It said, and the woman, that's the fourth verse, 17 and 4, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color with gold and precious stone and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And up on her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. You see what's getting ready to happen is Satan is getting ready to regroup. He's getting ready to regroup all of these churches and all of these cohorts, all these demons that have been on the face of the earth ever since the beginning of time. And the first world empire on the planet was the Egyptian Empire. Then the Assyrian Empire came. Then the Babylonian Empire came. Then the Medo-Persian Empire came. And then the Grecian Empire came. And then the Roman Empire came. And Satan is gathering up all of these demigods, false spirits that are demonic. Spirits are ravages. These spirits are fallen angels that fell from heaven, and they are fallen angels that cohabitated with the human race in the time of Noah, and they were slain in the flood, and when they left their human bodies, they became demons. Well, what's happening? Satan is regrouping these spirits, and in the last day, he's going to have a plan to group with a one world church organization that will be run by him. And these folks don't believe in what? This is what they don't believe in. This is what they will not accept. They will not accept that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. They will not accept that he's coming back again. They won't accept his burial, death, and resurrection. They won't accept that he's Almighty God in the flesh and that he died and went to hell, came back, and said in the book of St. Matthew's, he said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church. That's the church that Jesus Christ said he's going to build. But Satan comes along, said, no, I got my church. And my church does not believe in none of that. And people today don't believe in that. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to accept this false world church that's been on the planet for a long time, but it start regrouping. It start regrouping in 1948, and since 1948, it has become the world church which will derive from the Roman Catholic diocese. The Roman Catholic is the head and going to be the leader of this one world church, and the Antichrist is going to come out of Spain, and the Antichrist and the false prophet, which is the Pope of Rome, he will unite together, and they will unite and organize the one world church. Now, here, listen at this. Listen at this. Ooh, Lord have mercy. The one world church will be organized by these churches. There's a whole lot of churches in the world today that's not true. There's only one
church. Amen.
But there's a lot of churches that will conjure together in this new world religion and this one world church. And listen how it's going to join together. It's going to be the atheists. The atheists, the New Age movement, the Buddha religion, Judaism, Shintoism, Mormonism, the Church of Unity, the Church of Satanism, the Church of Paoism, the Church of Christian Science, the Church of Jehovah's Witness, the Church of Islam, the Church of Fascism, the Church of Catholics, the non-denomination, and all other denominations that have rejected Christ will unite together, and she will be called the Great Whore, because they will deny, here's what they deny, they will deny that God in heaven, I'm talking about the God of gods and the Lord of lords, I'm talking about the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley, I'm talking about the the day spring on high. I'm talking about the one that walked through Galilee. I'm talking about the one that walked on the water. I'm talking about the one that healed the sick and raised the dead. I'm talking about the one that was led up to Calvary's cross. He suffered and died. They beat him. They crucified him. And he dropped his head and died. And he went down to the bowels of hell and preached to those in prison. He stayed down there for 3 days and three. Now, I'm talking about this God. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Now, and let me tell you, he stayed in the grave for 3 days and three nights, and on the third day he got up with all power in heaven and earth, and he went back to heaven after 40 days up on the heart of the earth. And when he went back, he said, I'm going to send you some power from on high.
Amen.
Which is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is the one that lives in me by the resurrection and the birth, death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is God Almighty in the spirit that was shed on Calvary's cross through the blood of Jesus Christ. And this Holy Ghost is the very God that came down from heaven. And you know God is God. God is one God. He's not three gods. He's God the Father. He's God the Son. He's God the Holy Ghost. All three are one. He did and brought salvation.
Amen.
With his own arm. In other words, God brought salvation by himself. Nobody else helped him, because he's the God of gods and the Lord of lords. And he said, now look, I'm going away. But as I go away, I will come again. Well, how's he coming? How's he coming? He's coming again when he raptures the church. See,
right.
The church is going to be raptured, the church, the true church. Woo! I ain't talking about this here false church. This false church will be left here on earth. All
right.
Those that have never had a divine new birth, born-again experience with Jesus Christ will be left here on the earth. But the true believers that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they will be raptured up. Oh, look here. They will be raptured up over the planet. Don't you know the planet is, you can hardly, barely live on this planet anymore. Because people have lost their mind. They're killing. They're raping. They're shooting. Russia got nuclear bombs. The United States got nuclear bombs. Men are talking about war. Men are talking about killing. Men are talking about taking over another country. And we are living in a time now, but it's barely hardly for anybody to live on the planet, because the devil knows that he ain't got but a short time.
That's right.
The devil knows time is running out. It's running out, brother. People are in a position now that the suicidal rate amongst the young people is rising every day. There's people living any kind of way. There's people changing their sexes. There's people that's going haywire. They're losing their mind because the devil says he knows he ain't got no but a short time. And so those that know Jesus Christ, Apostle Paul said, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise up out of the grave, and we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And after that, the world church will be established by the Antichrist. And the Antichrist will come on a peace platform. And the people will say, oh, my God, this is what we want. Because we have had 45 presidents of the United States, and none of them has found peace. We have had kings and queens and princes and all kinds of men trying to find peace, and they can't find peace. But after the rapture of the church, the man of sin will arise, which is the Antichrist, which will be the devil in the flesh, and he will tell the world, I am Jesus Christ, and I will bring peace. And he's going to fool what? Majority of the world will be fooled and believe that this is actually Jesus Christ, and it's not Jesus Christ. It's a lying one.
Right.
It's the son of perdition. It's the wicked one. It's the devil himself, because the devil knows he ain't got nothing but a short time, and he's got now doing what? He's got people gambling. He's got people having parties. He's got people in Hollywood doing all kinds of lust for things. They're doing everything. They're drinking. They're lying. They're cheating. They're whoremongering. They're committing fornication. They're doing wickedness. And they're having football games, basketball games. People are going and traveling all over the world. The Bible said in the last day, many shall run to and fro, and the knowledge shall be increased. And we're living in that day now. And to tell me in that day, seven women should take hold of one man, the one man, and
Amen.
That's because there's a man shortage. And because there's a man shortage, the women are trying to take over and say they got a right to try to find some kind of way to bring peace. But nobody is going to bring peace. The devil is going to have a false peace. And this false peace is going to be orchestrated by all these churches uniting together. And when the church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is raptured up through the cosmos, through the atmosphere, gone
Amen.
Up to the throne of God, we're going to be out of here, because my body is not going to be able
right.
to make it, because I got to have a change. I got to have a change. This flesh body that I'm walking in now, that I'm talking in now, it's got aches and pains. My God, my muscles is aching. But let me tell you, in order for me to get from earth to heaven, I have to have a change. And Paul said, I'm going to make sure that this here is written in the first chapter of Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And then after I get this, I'm going to let the brother have a little bit of taste of this, because this is good.
Well, you're all right,
this
go ahead.
Is good. This is sweet honey out of a rock. Amen. You can't beat this. Ooh, look what I got for you. Look what God got for you. Look what's going to happen, amen, at the rapture of the church. In the first book of Corinthians, I think it's the 15th chapter. Amen. Listen what it said. Ooh, look right here. It says in the 15th chapter. Amen. Let me get it right. Let me get it right. Amen. Here we go. 15th chapter, 20 verse. It says, but now is Christ risen from the dead.
Amen.
And become the first fruit of them who slept.
Come
for
on,
since
doctor.
By man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, spiritual death, every man that was born and came into the world was born a dead man. You're born separated from Christ. Then it says, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, the first fruit. Afterwards, they who are Christ's at his what? At his coming. Then comes the end. When he, listen what it says, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
Come on, brother. Amen.
Oh, 15 and, let me see, 15 and, let me get this. Let me get this right. 15 and 40. Amen. Oh, here we go. Here it is. 15 and 40. Here it is. 15 and 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eyelid. Split second. Whoa! A split second of a split second. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. In other words, we're going to take this corrupt body and get a glorified body, which is the mortal body, and must put on immortality. In other words, we're going to a place where we're going to never die because we have an immortality of a body. And he said, and this mortal body shall have put on immortality. Then we shall be brought to pass and saying, it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? For the sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven, what I'm trying to tell you. There's only one way to heaven. And we can't get there unless we accept Jesus Christ. The Baptist ain't going to get me there. The Presbyterian ain't going to get me there. The Catholic ain't going to get me there. The the Seventh-day Adventist ain't going to get me there. The Jehovah's Witness ain't going to get me there. None of these religions is going to get me there because these religions, they have left out the main one, and that is Jesus Christ. And if you leave out Jesus Christ in your life, you will be left here on the planet to go through the tribulation period. And the tribulation period will be run by the Antichrist. And that will be, that will be the devil himself. And don't you forget it now. You don't have more power than the devil. You can't whoop the devil. Nothing can whoop the devil but Jesus Christ. And if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life during the time of the rapture, you're going to be left here. And after you left here, if you be left here, then you're going to have to face the ultimate Antichrist. And I want to let you know right now, and God knows in heaven, the Antichrist is alive today. He's waiting for what? The rapture. That's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for the rapture. He's waiting for the time when Russia will come down on Israel and finish up on this World War III. Because World War III was started on October the 7th, 2023. The World War II started then. And now ever since it started, we're going to have war all the way up until Putin. Who is Putin? Putin is the red horse in Revelation going to start World War III because he's going to make an attack up on Israel because he wants to get rid of Israel. He wants to rule the world. And when he does that, the Antichrist will be here. And the church will not, y'all listen to what I'm saying, the church will not, cannot, impossible not be here because the church age will be over. That means the true born-again believers, Holy Ghost-filled, loving people, love God, love the word, love the cross, love the resurrection, love the death. Woo, this. I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jesus Christ died for me. I'm so glad he died for me. And you ought to be glad he died for you because without him, you would be left here and face that ultimate terminator, the Antichrist. And I'm going to close with this, and the brother going to take it over from here. This Antichrist will be the most horrific, cruel, person that ever lived up on the planet. He will be the devil himself. And the devil don't like you. He don't like nobody. He don't even like himself. He don't like Christ. He don't like the true church. He don't like nobody that's not on his side. But he loves those that's doing his work. But if you're a child of God tonight, he hates your guts. Can I say that? He hates your guts. And the reason he hates your guts, because he's damned for hell. He is going to hell. There's no turning back. He is predestined to go to hell because he rebelled against God in heaven, and God sent him down to this earth to do a little work. And from then on, he's going to the bottomless pit, and from the bottomless pit, he's going to burn in hell forever. And guess what he want to do? He want to take you with him. He wants to take you with him. Don't go with him. Turn from your wicked ways. Repent of your sin and confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that he is the Son of God. God bless you, brother. Roll with it. Roll with it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Awesome word. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. All glory be to the Most High God. Amen, brother. I thank the Most High God for you and your ministry and what God has given you to give to the world. Amen. I thank you for, amen, being a part of my life. Amen. I thank God for your prayers. Amen. We thank God for his word. We thank God most of all for this mission. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen. So God, we thank God. So let me go ahead and just start kind of like where you left off. Amen. Because I've been kind of teaching on that same thing. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. I want to look at verse 20 is where you were.
All right.
Amen. Revelation, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians, amen, the 15th chapter, verse 20. Amen. Before I get into that, amen, I just want to announce, amen, if you want to listen to my YouTube channel, amen, please do so. It is Reign in Love Media. Amen. It's a new channel, so it'll be a blessing if you can go on there. Take a look at the ministry, listen to the video.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. I'm talking about the same thing that we talk about on the air every week. Amen. Amen. I would like for you to all like, comment, if you will. Amen. Share and subscribe. Amen. I'll be putting up a video each week. Amen. About eschatology in the book of Revelation. I'm actually doing the book of Revelation verse by verse and breaking down each verse. Amen. Till
amen.
Till Christ return, or until he calls me home, whichever one. Amen. But we're going to move forward and try to reach as many souls as we possibly can. That's what's most important. Amen. That we reach as many souls as
we possibly can
in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Ooh.
Amen. Again, the name of the channel is Reign. That's Reign like Christ Reign. R-E-I-G-N. Reign in Love Media. Ooh. Amen.
Yeah.
Reign in Love Media. Amen. Let's go ahead and tap into the scripture. Amen. I want to piggyback off what the brother said because, amen, my last video actually kind of covered this same thing. Amen. The salutations, beginning salutations, amen, from the Most High God, Yahweh, to his son, Yeshua Christ, that he gave to John the Apostle to give to the seven churches. Amen. And the teachings was on Revelation, the first chapter, verses 5 and 6. And so when I look at 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 20, it says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.
Yes.
Amen. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give all glory and praises and honor to the King. Amen. The Most High God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's about the resurrection. Amen. Revelation 1, 5, and 6. About his resurrection. The blood that he shed on the cross for my salvation, for your salvation, so that we would not be lost. We are eternally saved once we receive Christ. Because of Christ's ultimate sacrifice, he died on the cross. We now will live for all eternity.
Come on, man. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now watch this. Remember when his friend Lazarus had passed away, and they came looking for him, And so, Lord, had you been here, he would not have died. Amen. He was dead in the grave 3 whole days.
Yes.
Amen. And Christ went to the grave. The Bible said that he wept. He cried because his friend had passed away. And Christ had went to the grave. Watch the power of God. Watch this power. And he called for Lazarus. Man, that is some power. Don't you know he's going to do the same thing for each one of us? Oh, my gosh. If we're not alive on this earth, he's going to call everybody's name. See, that's the power of God. See, you can't understand. You said, now, how in the world is he going to shout everybody's name at one time? God is not man. Amen. That's the power of God. When he shouts, if you are not alive and you died in Christ, you're going to hear that shout. He's going to call you, and you got to come out that grave. Just
come
like
on,
he told
come
Lazarus,
on,
Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had to come forth out of that tomb. He had to get up. Amen. That was the one time that death and hell didn't have power over Christ. Amen. But it wasn't a permanent thing. But death didn't have the power that day. He told Lazarus to get up out of that grave. Now, we know that Lazarus didn't live forever from then. But he had accepted Christ as his friend. He had already accepted Christ. But Christ had called him back alive. And he lived, I'm sure, on this earth for a time. And then he went back to the grave. But now that Christ, he is the what? The first fruits of them that slept.
Yes,
see,
sir.
Now we won't sleep for all eternity now. Because why? He has got God raised him from the dead. What does it say over in Romans 10, 9 and 10? That thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead. Ain't that what it said?
That's what it said.
Amen. That God had raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Why wouldn't you want to receive salvation today? Such a simple salvation. It's God's job to be complicated. It's our job to be simple. What did he say on the first two laws? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy might, all thy mind, thy soul. That's what he said.
Yes.
Love the Lord thy God. And he said, then the second commandment is as the first. Love thy neighbor as thou love thyself.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that that's all you have to do? And you're going to automatically fulfill all the other laws. If we simply walk in love, that's the problem with people. People simply won't walk in love. Amen. Like the brother said, you got to walk in love. You have to have love. That is the signature of the saints. If a person is not walking in love, oh, my gosh, there's no way possible that you can say you're saved and you don't show love. The Bible even says this, how can you love God whom you have not seen but hate your brother whom you see every day? That's what the scripture says. But yet you got so many folks in church talking about who they can't stand. Oh, they can't stand this person. They can't stand that person. They don't want to show no love, just as cold-hearted as it could be.
Ooh,
I tell people all the time, that's how you know when a person's saved, when they exhibit love. I'm talking about true love. I'm not talking about
true
this
love.
Fake stuff that you see put. True love. Amen. True love.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Scripture says, for God is love. That's what
God
is.
Love.
He's pure love. Amen. Not this stuff that a lot of these folks are exhibiting, walking around talking about they love God, and yet they can't stand the sight of their neighbor. Amen.
Come on, man.
But I want to point out the first fruits, which is Christ. He has the victory over the grave. Amen.
Amen.
I got some more for you. Amen. I got some more for you. Amen. Let me go ahead and read. Let me
go
ahead and go
over
to Revelation.
Go ahead.
Amen. All glory be to God. Amen. Let's go over to Revelation real quick. Amen. You know, I'm an old school. We old school. We have to go through the scripture, go through the Bible. Amen.
Old school.
Have to go. Amen. I know a lot of folks like to use the technology. Don't get me wrong. I like to use computers, too, but it's just something about turning them pages and reading the Bible itself, reading the letter itself.
Yeah.
Amen. Reading from the scrolls, as I call it. Amen. Amen. Now, watch this. Amen. I got something I want to share with you. Amen. Because the salutations that Christ gave to John, he gave a message to the churches. Watch this. This is Revelation 1st chapter, verse 5. And I'm going to read verse 6. Watch this, what's going to happen. And from Yeshua Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Don't you know it's about the blood? If it wouldn't be for the blood, our sins would not be taken care of. See, it's not so much that we're perfect. No, we're not perfect. We're not perfect at all. But it's because God has washed our sins in his blood. That's what enabled us. It ain't me. It ain't Tim. Amen. It ain't you. It ain't Elder. Amen. It's what Christ did. I tell so many people, we ain't got no right to look down on nobody else. We have no right to stick our chest out and think we're above anybody. The Bible says, in all your righteousness, you are still as filthy rags.
Come on, man.
It's talking to the saints. We ain't better than nobody. Paul said, are we better than they? Who was they? That's those who don't believe, those who reject. He said, no, you're not no better than the sinners. He said, for we have proved both Jew and Greek that we are what? All. Not some, not half of us, not most of us. He said, all are under sin. You're only found worthy because you have confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart and accepted salvation. That is the only reason why you are going into the kingdom of heaven. Nothing that I've done that's great. Christ did the hard part. He did what no man could do. He died on the cross for our sins. He was an innocent. He walked on this earth, knew no sin, and died. And shed his blood that
yes,
we may have
did.
A
yes,
right.
He did.
As my old man used to say when he used to preach, so that we may have a right, tree of life. That
yes.
is the only reason why we would get to sit before God and watch it sit before him as he sat on his throne and give him all the praise and all the glory and all the worship because he is more than worthy to be praised. Amen. Now watch this.
Yes, sir.
Verse 6 says, hath made us kings and priests. Don't you know that when we return, when he come and get the church, we're going to be judged. We're going to receive our rewards. And don't you know that Christ, when we come back to this earth, you're going to have position. You're going to have rank. Not this old fake, phony governments that we got now.
Come
that's
on.
Full of sin and evil, like the brother said, that's full of ratchetness, full of evil. Allowing people to be kidnapped and kids to be taken advantage of and women to be prostituted all across the country to allow evil men to take bribes in court to get off and get away with their evil deeds and things of that nature. No, sir, that won't be so. The Bible said that Christ is going to rule with an iron rod. Amen. And who's going to be there with Christ? While he's ruling with this iron rod, you and I, we're going to be with Christ while he rules with this rod of iron. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're going to be the kings and the priests. Amen. Now watch
the
priesthood. Amen. All glory be to God. Amen. I can't take no credit for none of it. Amen.
No.
Watch this. Amen. Amen, brother. I want to show you real quick this royal priesthood. Amen, if I can find it. Amen. Let me show you something. Go to 1 Peter. I believe it's 1 Peter.
All right. We get it. We'll get it.
1 Peter.
1 Peter.
There it is, second chapter. I got a little bit more. Amen. I ain't going to be on long tonight. Amen.
No, go ahead, man.
Amen. I'm going to do my part. So I want to be a blessing because I love each and every one. I love you all. Amen. Whether you're saved
amen.
Or not, I love you. I want you to know tonight, let me take a moment out. Is it okay, Bishop? Let me take a moment out.
Go ahead.
I love everybody, each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Because you know why I love you? Because God loves you. And since I became a saint, since I signed up, my name is written in the book of life.
Yeah.
See, I can't help but to love you. See, when you become saved, there's something about you. You become new. You have a newness of life. You change. See, that's what the baptism represents. That when we are baptized, amen.
Yeah.
We come up a new creature. Amen.
Yes,
we have
sir.
Salvation now. Excuse me. And I want you to know, just like the scripture said, for God so loved the world,
He gave His only begotten Son.
See, that same love, that same loving spirit, the Holy Spirit, now indwells in Tim Jackson.
Yeah.
And because it indwells in me, I must love you. Amen. I have to love you because I'm part of God. Amen. And because
Amen.
He has sealed me with the Holy Spirit, it's in me to exhibit God, which is love. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what the scripture says. For God is love. Amen. Let me go ahead and move on. First Peter, the second chapter. I want to read this real quick. I'm going to read verse 5. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to read verse 5. Amen. It says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. Oh, my God. Do you know what it is to build a spiritual house? Do you know that every week, me and Elder Bazaar come on, we preach, amen, as often as we can. I know I haven't been on a while, but, hey, I'm still doing ministry. If I'm not preaching on the air, I'm preaching in the church. Amen, still going. Amen, I'm now on YouTube now. We want to reach as many people as we possibly can. Do you know that I'm building a spiritual house that's going to last for all eternity? The scripture said, only what you do for Christ shall last for all eternity.
Come on,
and
preacher.
What we are doing, we are building a kingdom. Man, so many people out here on these social media sites talking about there ain't no God. God, you got some folks, some man on these YouTube stuff, they twisting up the Bible so bad. Talking about God wasn't real, Christ wasn't real, the Garden of Eden. All kind of nonsense. Don't you know that's the devices of the devil to lie to you?
Come on,
to
preacher.
Confuse man more. That's all that is. That's just devices of the devil. They ain't got no power. Do you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Now, if you don't have God in your heart, and Lord have mercy, bless your soul, I'm praying for you because people leave and die, leave this world every single day. Not saved.
Every day.
Once the death angel come and get you and take you to hell, that's it. There's no coming back. Do you know how many people are in hell right now that played those games? Oh, ain't no God. Oh, there ain't no such thing as God. That's hocus pocus. That's abracadabra stuff. All that's fake and false. All see, y'all just been bought into this religion. And then you got some folks that have a nurse say, oh, you didn't bought into this white man religion. I have you to know that this religion didn't belong to white people to begin with, amen, because the people who originally had it didn't look white, amen. So let's correct that, amen, amen. Let's just be real, amen. But you got the devil is throwing at you. He's throwing, like the brother said, he know his time is almost up. He's throwing everything at you in the kitchen sink. He tries to deceive people in many different ways that he can. That's why social media is rampant. Rampant. People on it talking about God ain't real. Christ ain't real. There ain't no such thing as the great tribulation. Ain't no Christ didn't die. He didn't come of the verse. They coming. Because you know why? Like the brother said, the demons are working overtime, double time, because they know that their time is almost up. It's 6,000 years Lucifer has ruled on this planet, and he's ruled with a stern fist. Amen. He's had a grasp on these governments on the world. Look at like the bus that they killing everywhere. You can't even drive out here in public now without people flipping you off and stopping. My man tried to flip. He was flipping me off and cussing me out, whatever he was trying to say to me. I just said, you know, whatever. You know, this is the world we live in. The world's become a madhouse. Like the
madhouse.
It's become a madhouse all over the planet. Do you know that when those types of things happen, something usually happens that's cataclysmic behind it? Coming. Don't think that it's not. Judgment is coming to this planet.
Yes, it is.
Judgment is coming. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off my scripture. Let me go back to It says, you also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. When we pray, when we read our Bible, when we listen to our gospel music, when we intercede with God, we pray for them, don't you know that we are offering up spiritual sacrifices? When we spend time with God, talk to God, we give him all the praise and glory. We just praising him. Spiritual sacrifices. When you take time out to praise God and worship God, sometimes I just have praise and worship all by myself, brother.
Come
I have
now.
A gospel music going. I just be sometimes just be in tears. Amen. Not
you
for
got
just
it,
me.
I know what you're saying.
But, amen. You better speak it, brother. Not just for me, for the world. Oh, my gosh. Beautiful souls just being lost every single day.
Every single day.
The devil, beautiful. The devil just taking them out of here. He don't care about it. Like the brother said, he don't even like himself. He couldn't like himself to rebel against God. What kind of being you got to be to go against your creator? He don't like nobody. He just want more and more souls to suffer with him because he knows his time is almost up.
Almost up, brother.
Almost up. Let me go ahead and read it.
Go ahead.
Is it acceptable to God by Yeshua Christ? Now I'm a skip down, and I want to read it all, but I'm gonna let you all read it on your own time. But I want to read verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Y'all better speak to me. Do you know that God called me out of darkness? Man, I love the clubs, hanging out, doing any and everything, hanging with the women, hanging out all times of night, running, riding around 2, 3, 4 a.m., sometimes until the sun comes up, just chasing. Just chasing the world.
Tell it.
Just out doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing. Sin stinks. It does. It literally stinks.
It stinks.
But see, that's what the devil got you in. We think man has gotten so caught up to money and social media and looks and all this stuff, and the devil just got people fooled. He's just sitting there laughing at you. There's a bigger plan at play. I'm talking about a bigger plan than just racism, a bigger plan than just thievery and stealing money, a bigger plan than war against nations, a bigger plan than kidnapping, taking sexual predators and taking advantage of women, murdering and killing men, stealing money. See, there's a bigger war. It's a spiritual warfare. The Bible says we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. Principalities in wicked high places.
Woo!
Aliens.
Mama.
Lucifer. Demons. It's a bigger war. It's bigger than you and I. And God told me, Tim, it ain't about you. The battle is the Lord. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Don't worry about people. Let people be people. Pray for them, love them, and go on. Because it ain't about me. It's a bigger war at hand. We already got the victory, those of us that have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. We got the victory. I'm already in there. I already got my ticket in hand. Elder Bazaar, he's been in there. He's got his ticket in hand. I've been in there for 23 years. He's been in there for 50-plus, almost 60 years. Amen?
Yes, Lord have mercy.
There's a bigger war at hand. We are fighting a good fight. That's what me and the brother are doing, and we want you to join us in fighting a good fight.
A good fight.
Saints come against one another. I'll stop arguing with people in church back in 2004. The Holy Spirit said, Tim, cast not pearls among the swine. Don't argue with people about the Bible. You believe what you believe. If they don't believe in God, pray for them and love them. I'm going to argue with people no more. I state what I believe and I move on. What am I going to argue for? You can't make me mad because I know what the Bible says and I know who I am.
All
you
right.
Can't make me mad. Mad for what? You can't make me get out of character. Who you think you are? Ain't no man or woman on this planet can sit before me and get me out of character about God. Why?
Woo,
I got the victory.
Woo,
but you going, you can't make me mad. I had to tell this one guy, he's an alias. I said, bro, you know what he told me? He said, man, you're the first person I've talked to that didn't get mad, didn't start cussing. I said, cuss for what? There's no reason for me to cuss. Can't nobody get me out of character because I know who I am. The love of God
Amen.
Lives in my heart. And, brother, I love you. I said, either you're going to accept it or you're not going to accept it. So I told him it's not my job to convince you anything. God Christ didn't say convince them. He said, tell them about me. That's the Great Commission. He said,
all
they
right.
didn't listen to me. What make you think they're going to listen to you? My job is to tell you the truth. And it's up to you. Like my dad used to say, the word of God is going to either draw you or it's going to
drive you.
It's going to do one. That's all it's going to do. It's going to draw you in or it's going to drive you further away. You're going to have a reprobate mind. And if that's what you want, I pray for your soul. Let you be not counted as lost, as a turd at the time of the trumpet sound or when Christ comes back
preacher.
Or when it's all said and done. Because I got nothing but love for people.
All right.
There's no man or one, no one on this planet that's intelligent or smart enough with any type of degree that can get me off my game because I come with the Holy Spirit. There's no need to. Hey, amen. I don't argue with people no more. I say, God bless you. If that's what you believe, you say what you believe. I say what I believe. Amen. I don't care if you're a Muslim.
Amen.
I don't care if you're Buddha. I don't care if you're a Hebrew Israelite. I don't care what if you're atheist or what they call Jehovah Witness or a Mormon.
Come
it don't
on,
matter
preacher.
To me what you are. As Seventh-day Adventist, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. Amen. I've had them all try to come at me.
Come
left.
Ahead,
amen. I say, brother, God, sister, God bless you. I love you. You believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. Amen. And if you ain't told me nothing that's according to these scriptures, that's convincing, amen. To God be the glory. It ain't bragging. That's just knowing who I am, having confidence in what God has given me. Amen. Because I love everybody. Amen. Amen. Let me move on.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I'm a little excited. It's been a while. Amen. It's good to be back.
Go ahead, man.
Now watch this. Amen. Let me see. Let me go over to 1 Timothy. I got something else I want to share with y'all. Let me go over to 1 Timothy because I want to talk more about this good. It is important to us as the saints of God. Amen. Watch this. 1 Timothy, I think it's the 6th chapter.
All right. 1 Timothy.
I believe I'm right. There it is. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. Verse 11. I got a little time. I'm going to read it. Watch this, what it says.
Go ahead.
But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Amen. These are the characteristics of the saints of God. Amen. Then I tell you.
Amen.
Amen. Be humble. Amen. We show love. We don't let folk, man. You get me upset. I mean, people be, man, I'm telling you, when I talk to people know who you are because they can tell by the way you carry yourself. They know who you are. You ain't got to go and say, I'm blessed and highly favored. You ain't got to do all that. You don't have to profess all that. You don't. You can. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, people know who you are. Just how you carry yourself. Amen. And the world is so quick to let you know who they are and what they believe. You didn't even ask them. Well, I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in that God stuff. I didn't ask you, but okay, I'll be praying for you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you die and leave this world, you're going to wish you had believed in that God stuff.
Come on,
amen.
Preacher.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you. Now, the word that in verse 11 that sticks out to me is love. Love. He said what? Love the Lord thy God. That's what he said. And love thy neighbor. That's what he said. If we just focus on this, we're fighting a good fight. The rest going to take care of itself. Verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life.
Yeah.
If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you've already laid hold on eternal life. But now what he's saying is go further. What he's saying is, don't you know that you got rewards for every good deed that you do? Lay hold on eternal life. See, the Bible says, what profit a man to gain the whole world? See, we work every day trying to gain things on this earth. But are you working every day to gain things in your eternal work, your eternal life?
Come on.
See, people got it backwards. Lay hold on eternal life. See, you laying hold on earthly things. You want to get a new car every year. You want to get as many houses. You want to get as much money in your bank. You want to go as many vacations. That stuff ain't going to profit you none. When you stand before God, especially if you ain't saved, he's going to say, yeah, all that was cute, but what did you do for me? Amen?
That's what counts, brother. Come on.
That's what counts the most. Amen. And then it says, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. I give thee charge in the sight of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Who quickeneth. That means to make alive. Who quickeneth all things. And before Christ Yeshua, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spots, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Yeshua Christ. Amen. Thank all praise and glory to the Most High God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because
you
want to know why I say that?
Thank you.
Once you become saved, amen, you can't help but to put out. No matter how tough it gets, no matter how down I get, no matter how much I cry, no matter how much, you know, life bears down on you, I remember this one scripture, brother. The scripture says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care how tough it gets. I always remember that scripture.
Yeah.
God said, I'll never leave you.
Yeah.
In other words, no matter what you go through, I will always be there right by your side, Tim.
Yeah.
No matter how tough it gets, how hard it gets, no matter how hard the trials and tribulations get, I'm going to be here for you.
Yeah.
He made a promise to us, not just to me, to us as the saints. I'm coming back to get you. I can't help but to remember
that. Preacher.
He said, I'm coming back to get you. He said, Tim, I love you. With tears rolling down your face, I know you're in pain. I know you are suffering. That's what Paul said. I'm going to go there in a minute. Brother, I got a little time. You don't mind, do you?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Amen. Amen. I got something to show y'all. Let me finish reading this first. It says, verse 15, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only Pontius, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, Lord have mercy, which no man can approach. My God. Whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Man, that's a powerful word. I didn't see it. I'm not that brilliant. The Bible said, the word of God, Christ said it, from them which slept. The first of the dead said it. That's Christ. It's the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
I
want to
share something with you real quick, because I want the brothers and sisters out there to know that we got the victory. No matter what you're going through, we see all this turmoil going on in the country. People are coming into the country legally. They fighting, they stealing, they killing. Whatever the government was trying to do is backfiring on them. They're allowing these folks to get in here illegally. And I live in Texas. And I'm going to tell you what the Mexicans that live here in Texas, been here for years, are saying. I was in shock to hear them say this. They said they don't want them coming over here. I was in shock, like, what? I thought y'all would have been happy. And they said, no, we don't want them folks coming over the border. looking. I'm like, okay, amen. I'm like, okay, but that's how they feel. They driving up the cost of living. They stealing, they killing, they giving them bad representation. They say, amen. They're getting more. They're getting money. They taking from everybody. That's what they say. The Mexicans are saying that they're coming over taking from everything. They wish they are, right?
Yes, they are.
Getting thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars a day. I can't even get that. I was out of work nearly for 6 months last year. But God blessed me to maintain. All glory be to God. That was nothing but God.
Yeah.
And I say, man, seems like I can barely get in this system. You know, you can hardly get in. Don't nobody hardly want to help you. If they do, they want to take you through this long, drawn-out process just for you to get even $100. Ain't like $100 going to do much, but, you know, if you do get it, you'd be grateful for it, which I didn't get.
Come on.
But I'm just saying, they take you through all this long, drawn-out process. You were born and raised in this country. Your parents born and raised in this country, worked and served. All these years, your grandparents, and then you know our great-grandparents were slaves. Our ancestors built this country on the backs of slaves, and we can't get nothing. But yet you got some folks that just we don't know nothing about these folks. They said, brother, over 8 million people in the last 3 to 5 years since the pandemic 2020 has came into this country. 8 million people. That is Lord, have mercy, what we going to do? Well, I know what I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to praise him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let me get back to my sermon. Amen. But there is turmoil all over the world. All over the world there's turmoil. But you know what? For those of us who have the victory, guess what? We have nothing to worry about. Let me share the scriptures with you. Real quick, and I'm going to give it back over to my brother.
That's
amen.
All right, brother. You're doing that's all
amen.
Right. Tell it.
Hey, he said tell it. Amen. Amen. I got a little time. 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter is where I want to take you.
All right.
2
all
Thessalonians, the first chapter. Watch this. This is what it says. Amen. He said, we are bound to thank God, Yahweh, always for you, brother. Amen.
All
right. It is me, because that your faith grows exceedingly. See, the more I go through things, amen, I know it humbles you even more. I know it does. I know it humbles me. Amen. But I give God more praises. I give him more glory, and my faith grows stronger and stronger. Because I know the enemy wants to come and tear you down. See, he can't do anything to us. Once you're saved, Lucifer can't do nothing to us.
No.
He can roar. That's all he can do.
That's all he can
do. Amen. All he can do is roar. But he don't have the permission to do anything to us. Because we belong to God. God has to allow Lucifer do certain things to the saints. I tell folks, why wouldn't you want to be saved? Man, you don't know the benefit package on this side. We're in good shape. Amen?
Yes, sir.
In good shape. Amen?
Yeah,
now watch what it says. And the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounded. Amen? Continue to show love between the brethren and the sisterhood, amen, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of Yahweh for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Don't you know that's a real thing? You know, I don't know about you, but as a saint of God, let me tell you something. Man, when I was in the world, I seemed like I had no problems, brother. It couldn't. I've always had been blessed to have a good job. I've always been blessed to live nice and decent, not rich or anything, but I've always lived decent. I was always comfortable, wasn't begging or borrowing nothing. You know what I'm saying? God has been good, and he's still been good, even in my salvation.
Yeah, but man, it just
seemed like the world was just a better. See, that's how Lucifer gets you. He gets you so comfortable with your life. You get so comfortable thinking, oh, look at what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. I worked in corporate America for 20-plus years. you know, 25 years plus. And, you know, just and this was even way long time ago before I got saved. I hadn't been in corporate America that long. By the time, maybe about 5 or 6 years, I was a young man. But still, I was just doing good in life, you know. And the devil would do that. He will make you think, oh, it's all about you and this, and everything is just good. You got friends.
Yes,
Lord. Like, it seems like everybody likes you and loves you. It's like, man, I'm living the life.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But one day, one faithful day, I'll never forget it. This was in probably about, it hasn't been March or April of 2000. At the time, we lived in Irving, Texas. Really, it was Las Colinas is an area in the Dallas metro, which is a small area in Irving, or right next to Irving. Or maybe it's part of Irving. I don't know. They used to always say it was just an area. I don't think it's a city. But anyway, it was a nice little area in Las Colinas. And I'll never forget, one day I was driving home, and the sun was shining, beautiful day outside, and I told the Most High God, I don't know what it was that day, but it had just been on my spirit probably since the beginning of that year of 2000. That, you know, something just kept edging me, said, get saved. You need to get saved. Even my dad, he said, son, you need to get saved. I know you're doing good. You know, you got your family and everything. At this time, I hadn't gotten married yet. I was about to get married. And I know I had me and my wife at the time, we were just dating. We talked about getting married. She talked to me about getting married. I said, you know what, you're right. It's time that we probably go ahead and do that. But something was just even more in my spirit, heavier in my spirit, say, you need to get saved. You need to give your life to God.
Amen.
You're raised in church. You know better. My dad had been on me about it probably for like a year or so. He said, kept saying, son, you know, you need to get your life right. You need to give your life to God. You need to do this. You know, he was a pastor. He's always, and he knew, because one thing about people who are saved, we know our kids. We know our family members. And
yes.
I know what, he's right. And I was driving home. I was at the stop sign. I'll never forget that day. I looked up into the heavens. I looked up into the sky. I said, God, whatever you do, whatever it takes, don't let me leave this world. Don't let me die and leave this world in sin and not get saved. I don't want to go to hell. That's what I told God. I said, God, I don't want to go to hell. Man, you know, maybe it's because I grew up in church. Say it's because I heard the sermons of my dad. Say whatever you want to say. But God gives it to each and every individual on this planet to know that he exists. I don't care if you're raised in church or not. There won't be an excuse when you stand before God. There just won't be.
Amen.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
For allowing me the time. I didn't want to take no more time. And within a month's time, I got saved. And at that time, something had happened, which was really kind of like the thing that pushed me over. I wouldn't say over the edge, but just pushed me more towards God. And they said, yeah, this is confirmation. I need to go and give my life to God.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes, you know, we'll kind of play around with, oh, you know, I got a little bit more time. Because I had played that game for many years before. Oh, I got time. I'm young. I'll wait till I get old. That was always my mentality. I got time. I'm going to wait till I get 40 or 50 years old. God said, you ain't got time. That's why over in the book of Revelation, it says that the time is now. That's what Christ told John. He said the time is at hand. That means the time is now, not later. Salvation needs to be now. It needs to be immediate, in the now, in the present. You don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to you. You know how many people say, I'm going to get saved tomorrow, and they never saw tomorrow? We don't have time to play. Let me get back to the scriptures. I'm going to be done. Verse 5 says, amen. But I want you to know that persecution and tribulations is real.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not just once a week. See, it seemed like I never had any problem when I was in the world. No one bothered me, no fights. Hardly any enemies. If I did, they was at a distance, and you know, I just ignored people. I was always the type of person, I just ignored people. But not ever anything like that. But, man, when I got saved, ooh, doctor, it seemed like everything started just, I don't know what it was. The,
yeah.
You know, the bills, you know, something going on in the family. You know, you know, people don't like people lying, you, people saying stuff about you. And, you know, I'm like, golly, man, this was salvation. I got saved for this. It's just like my world just did a 360. It seemed like my world started falling apart. But that's
come on, preacher.
Because you want to know why? He is mad that you got saved. Because, see, once you get saved, Satan is mad because he can't touch you no more, meaning that he can't get your soul. You won't go, you can't go to hell. You can't go to the lake of fire, so he's mad at you.
Come on, man. Come on.
All your favors and all your friends and girlfriends and your homeboys and homies, and nobody wants to hang with you. Nobody wants to be around you. Women don't want to do with you. You know, it's just, your worship just did a total 360. The doors start to close up. The opportunities start to get thin. And I'm like, man, what's the problem about trials and tribulations? Persecution start coming. I said, Lord, have mercy. Then you begin to feel like you're in this room all alone. And you say, God, I know because I grew up in church and I know what this is. It's because I chose you. I chose to follow you. But you told me you will never leave me nor forsake me.
Bless his name. Bless his name.
Amen. Amen, brother. And you also told me that we are more than conquerors through Christ, and that you are more than the world. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
You are more than the world against me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
No matter what I go through, you'll always be there.
Yes,
and like
sir.
Paul said, excuse me, I'm sorry. Like Paul said, what we go through is nothing compared to the reward that we're going to see on the other side. Now, I'm not saying it's nothing, because when we go through more, Lord, let me tell you, man, as a child of God, some of the persecution and trials we go through, I don't wish it on nobody. You know, you'll cry more on this side than when you did when you was in the world. Trust me. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to feel the pain. You're going to feel like the whole world hates you. Folks in church don't like you. People talk about it. You're going to see it. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. And see, it's a different type of different. It's a spiritual pain. Because you constantly feel like you're alone. You constantly feel like nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. You really feel that way because the world really do hate you. The world hates the children of Christ, of God. That's why there's so much emphasis on us loving one another as the church, having one another's back, because the world is so much against you. The world know you. Your boss know you. Oh, there's something different about you. People on a job know you. Oh, there's something different about him. He don't act like us. He don't talk like us. He don't walk. They know who you are. But he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 5, let me go and read. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of Yahweh. There it is. That you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Lord, have mercy.
Come on.
Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense, in other words, to repay tribulation to them that trouble you. That's why I say don't worry about people. When people are ugly to you, when they flip you off, when they cuss you out, when they want to fight you, when they want to threaten you, when they hate you on the job. Oh, man, you just don't know. I didn't been through it. You ain't even did nothing to folks. You get what I'm saying? I've had people to just be ugly to me just because they knew I was different, because I didn't talk like them. And just because they had position on the job, they want to pick at me and be ugly. Immediately I knew what it was. I said, okay. It's because I don't want to act like that. I don't want to participate with them. That's what it is. And so they begin to attack you. That's just what comes with salvation. But God said, I'm going to repay them that bring trouble to you. Verse 7, I'm going to turn over to the book. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Yeshua Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Amen. Doctor, go ahead. I'm gonna be listening to you, brother.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
You brought it on down. We're gonna close with this. A lot of people say, "Is there a devil? Is there a devil? Where is he?" Well,
amen.
You can't see him, but you see how he works through people. If you don't believe there's a devil, I can prove to you there is a devil without reading the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
In 1930, when motion pictures was coming into play, Hollywood directors, Hollywood movie makers have made movies about the devil. And by them making movies about the devil, they have made horrifying pictures that will curdle your bone. Just like they made a movie not too long ago called Boy Devil. Hey, what's the name of that movie they made about a baby being born, and the baby was born, he was born, they say he looked like the devil.
Hellboy!
There you go. Thank you, bro.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. They made a picture called Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
This what comes out of Hollywood. And not only that, they have made horrific movies about evil spirits and evil deities. Wicked spirits that came from the bowels of the earth, and they didn't even read it in the Bible. That was in their mind. Mm. Can't you see the devil is speaking to the to humanity? There is a devil. There is a fallen angel. There is an entity that God created called a cherubim, which was named Lucifer. And there were many devils that fell from heaven. One third of the demons fell from heaven to earth, and now they're the prince power of the air. And now the devil knows. The devil knows that his time is so short that he has to make rendezvous 24/7, 365 times a year, every day, every minute, every second. He wants to destroy mankind. Because that's all he can do is kill, rob, and destroy. And he's doing that to the world today and to humanity. And he's going flamboyant. He is going mad. Young kids are shooting each other. Married people are knifing each other. People are slaughtering each other in the street. People are going mad because the devil knows who and what he is, and where he's headed. And I'm going to read out of Revelation and let you know what the Bible says he's headed. The 20th chapter of Revelation, it says here, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan." Now, the Bible is telling you here, the scripture is telling you here, that the divine word of God, written by holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, to tell you where is the devil headed, where is he getting ready to go. And before he go, he's trying to what? Eliminate every human being up on the planet in any form, any way that he can. And guess what? People are letting him do it because they refuse to accept Jesus Christ. They refuse to bow their knees to Jesus Christ. They refuse to turn away from sin, death, hell, and the grave. They refuse to humble themselves. They refuse to believe on the word of God. They refuse to believe that Jesus Christ actually died and went to hell and preached to those in prison and came back on top side of the earth and went back to heaven within 40 days and told the disciples, go back down to Jerusalem and preach the gospel. What? Preach it what? Against Lucifer. Preach it against demons. And now the devil knows he's got a short time. Listen what's going to get ready to happen to him. Listen to this. And he said, and he lay hold on the old dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. He's going for a lockup. He's getting ready to be locked up. And he's going to be locked up so that he will not have no intervention on the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. God is going to lock him up. God is going to send him down to the bottomless pit, and not only him, but all his fallen angels and the Nephilim and all the demons that ever was loose or ever will be loose will be cast into the bottomless pit. And shut up him and set a seal upon him that he should not deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose a little while. There's a couple more movies named The Predator 1, Predator 2, Predator 3. There are all kinds of things that's been made in Hollywood that came from the pits of hell. And it's telling you there is a devil, and he is out to destroy, because there's only three things that he can do. He can't do nothing else. He can't bless you. No, he can't.
Amen.
He can't do no miracles, only his fake miracles, and they are not real. Guess what? He can't do nothing but kill. Listen to me. Kill and rob you of your salvation and destroy your soul into everlasting damnation. That's the only thing he can do. But what he does, he makes everything look good on the outside, but the end of it is death. He can take a beautiful woman, Lord have mercy, and she can strut down the road, and she can switch to the left and to the right. She has the right place at the right time, and guess what? It'll have a man going nuts. Nuts. It looked good. It tantalized the flesh. It unites the flesh with saying, man, I want some of that. And it looks good. It feels good. And it even tastes good, or whatever you do. He makes it look wonderful. But his main goal is to get you at the end of your life. After you done whoremonger all your life, after you done lied all your life, after you done cheated all your life, after you done robbed all your life, he gets it to make you feel good, but at the end of your life, and if you die in your sins, if you die without Jesus Christ coming into your heart, and sup with you, and live with you, and be with you, and change your life, the devil said, I got you. I got you on the bed. I got you at death. I got you in a car wreck. I got you in an overdose. I got you in a sex escapade. I got you robbing and stealing. He said, I got to get rid of you to make what's looking good. I got to get make it look good so you will take a choice to choose sin instead of righteousness. This year millennium reign will only happen after the 7-year tribulation. After the 7-year tribulation is ended, the devil and his angels, right now they are the prince power of the air. They rule the heavenlies and first and second heaven. They are the ones that the alien beings. They are in flying saucers. They are in the Bermuda Triangle. They are in parts of the Antarctic. They can live anywhere. They have no reaction on what kind of weather they're in. They come anytime. They can appear and they can disappear. They can change a form. These are demons, and demons are in activity now, and they are trying to overthrow the true church. So what they're doing, they're trying to make the false church look like it's the real deal, but it's not the real deal, because everything that look good don't mean it's good for you. And sin, let me tell you something about sin. Sin looks good, brother, because the devil make it look good. He makes money look good. He makes that new car look good. He makes sex look good. He makes everything look good until it's all over. Then he brings down on the hammer, and he'll nail your soul into the pits of hell. But right now, the devil is going to be put in the bottomless pit. And it says here, and it cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loose a little while. Well, when Christ comes back on the earth, woo, hallelujah, praise God. When Christ comes back on the earth, he's going to put Lucifer and all his demonic demons in the pit of the bottomless pit. And he's going to put a seal on it and lock them up and put him in prison. And he's going to have to do the serving of time of 1,000 years locked up. For the first time ever known to history, Satan will be arrested. Ooh, do you understand what I'm saying? And when he be arrested and locked up, then Christ is going to establish the millennial kingdom on the earth, and he's going to rule and reign out of Jerusalem. And you want to know why Jerusalem is having so much trouble and why the Gentiles are trying to eliminate the Jewish people? Because Satan knows that that's the place where Christ is going to rule. But he cannot rule because he knows he's headed for the bottomless pit first. And so he's trying to eliminate the city of Jerusalem so Christ cannot rule, but when he's put in prison and locked up for 1,000 years, he won't be able to bother nobody. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. Christ is going to rule, and he's going to rule with a rod of iron. And God's going to bring back this old earth out of turmoil, and he's going to reestablish the whole kingdom. He's going to reestablish the animal kingdom and every kingdom that Satan has tried to destroy, and he's going to reestablish mankind. Mankind's going to come back and live in the millennium reign, and they're going to be able to have babies and get married and repopulate the earth for the last time, because it will be repopulated in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, when there was only 8 people saved out of millions and millions of people and millions of demonic demons and millions of Nephilim, they were destroyed. But yet still, they're still here. And they're going to regroup. And they're regrouping now. And when they regroup this time, they're going to end up in the bottomless pit. And the bottomless pit will be sealed with the Spirit of God, that they will not be let loose until after the 1,000 years are over. But the 1,000 years will give man opportunity to repopulate the earth. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. And when the Son of Man comes, God is going to lock up the old Lucifer, and he's going to start all over as far as repopulating the earth. And when the devil is all over with the 1,000 years, he's going to be set loose one more time. One more time. One more time. He will be set loose up on the repopulated earth. And those that did not accept Jesus Christ during the millennium reign, because we are going to be able to live 300 years, 400 years, 500 years, 800 years, 900. We're going to be able to live 1,000 years, and the saints of God will never get old. There won't be no more old age. And those that will live that long a time, they're going to have time enough to repopulate the earth. And then after that, Satan, uh-oh, here we go now. Satan will be loose for the last time to deceive those that did not accept Jesus Christ during the millennium reign, to prove to mankind there's one sin you can't bring the devil on, and that's unbelief. And then, after Magog and Gog be destroyed for surrounding Jerusalem, the devil and all his angels, every last one of them, every wicked spirit that ever was, every deity and false gods that ever would try to call himself God, will be cast into the lake of fire, and the church will witness it. I'll be there. You guarantee I'll be there. I'll be there. And all those that accept Jesus Christ during the millennium reign will be there. All the tribulation saints will be there. All the New Testament saints will be there. All the Old Testament saints will be there. And they will see for the last time of all human history the fate of the devil, the fate of Lucifer, the fate of Beelzebub, the fate of old dragon, the fate of all the wicked spirit will literally be cast into a lake of fire and burn, baby, burn. You talking about burning? You talking about torment? You talking about hell? Satan will be cast into hell, and he will be burning forever. And then after that, the final act, the judgment of the wicked, the judgment of the wicked. John the Revelator said, I saw a great white throne, and I saw the wicked dead. And when I saw the wicked dead, they were standing before the great white throne. I saw the great white throne and him that sat on it, who and whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no more place for them. And I saw the dead, I saw the small and great, stand before Almighty God. This is the resurrection of the wicked from Genesis all the way over to the New Testament, all the way over until the end of the church age, always over to the end of the tribulation, always over to the millennium saints, all way over until the resurrection of all the wicked will stand before the great white throne. The final judgment. And it says, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead, and they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the real deal. This is the real deal for the wicked. This is the real deal for the unsaved. This is what's going to happen at the end of the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. All the wicked dead will be judged at the great white throne, and death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. And some of the people say, well, that's mad. That's madness. That ain't right. Yes, it is. Because what Jesus Christ did for you by dying on Calvary's cross, he suffered and went to hell. They took the keys of death and hell. And the only thing you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Why don't you come tonight? This is real. This is Bible. I didn't make this up. I didn't draw this up. This is what the Word of God said. And the Bible said, for God so loved the world. He loved the world so much that God gave his only son. He killed it. They murdered him. They literally murdered. They massacred him. They took him and nailed his flesh on a piece of wood and hung him high and stretched him wide. And guess what? They made a spectacle out of him. And yet still, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. You need to recognize that you only got one soul. And God loves souls because all souls belong to him. And he wants to save that soul. That's the most precious thing God made, was the soul of man. And he made preservation that you could escape the damnations of hell. And the only thing you got to do is come to him. Only thing you got to do is repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You say, well, who is going to hell? The unbelievers. The unbelievers are the one that's going to hell. And if you're an unbeliever, you're still in your sins, you still reject Jesus Christ, you still don't believe that you need him, you still don't believe that the world is coming to a close, you still don't believe that there's going to be a judgment, you still don't believe that the shed blood of Jesus Christ can save your soul through the Holy Spirit, These are the kind of people that's going to go to hell in the 21st chapter of Revelation. It says in the 8th verse, it says, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, drug addicts, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. This is the second death. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, my fellow loved ones, I can call you loved ones because God is love, and I love you all out there. I love all those that's listening. Whatever you do, please think about your soul. Think about where you're going when you get ready to die, because you're going to die one day. If Christ don't come and you don't get raptured up, you're going to have to face the Antichrist. And I hope and pray that you make it through. If you don't make it in, that you'll be able to resist the temptation that he's going to bring up on the world. The devil knows he ain't got nothing but a few minutes left. Yeah, a few minutes left. And he's trying to rape everybody he can, because he is going to hell for good. He is going to burn with a eternal fire that's far beyond the heat barrier. It's going to be so hot that no human mind can even comprehend how hot it's going to be. And those that follow Satan, those that did all the partying and all the all the rapists and the liar and the backbiter and the hypocrite, all those that had a form of godliness but they didn't have salvation, all those that lied and cheated and did all kind of perverse things, all those that denied there's a God in heaven, all those that cursed God, rebelled against God, is going to burn with Satan forever. Don't be there. Don't be there. Jesus said, come to him. Come to him. He'll change your life. He'll give you something to look forward for, because there is going to be war coming pretty soon. World War III, it's going to be horrific. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be famines. There's going to be all kinds of storms and tornadoes. There's going to be everything going to swoop down on this earth, and folks are going to wonder what's happening, and men's heart will fail them because of fear that's coming up on the planet. You don't want to be here. You don't want to have to go through that. You don't have to worry about, amen. You shouldn't have to worry about, amen, where you're going if you accept Jesus Christ, because the Spirit of God is in you, and the Spirit of God will catch you up when the trumpets blow. And it's going to blow so loud that the dead in Christ will get up out the graves, and we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in air. So the devil is headed for hell. Don't go with him. Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You need him tonight? Come to him. This is Elder G. Bazaar. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Watchman on the Wall, a continuation of being on internet since 2006. Still preaching the gospel. Still trying to win souls. Still trying to warn the world. Still trying to warn the church. Still trying to warn the liar, the backbiter, the haters of God. Please, whatever you do, don't go to hell. Please, don't go. I don't care what you say, don't go. Go to Timbuktu. Go to the Antarctic. Go to Siberia. Go anywhere, but don't go to hell. It's a real place. It's a place of eternal torment for your own sins, because you rejected the only way that you could be set from sin, made free from sin, is through and only by the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. Don't go. Jesus Christ himself warned and talked about hell more than he talked about heaven. Why? Don't go. Don't go. Think about it. Think about it. Don't go burning yourself. Don't go try to see how it's going to be. Just think about it. You'll burn forever. You never will disintegrate. You'll never burn up. You'll be burning and you'll be burning. And where the worm never dies, don't go. Go down there to Walmart. Come on, go. Go to JCPenney, but don't go to hell. Go in an alligator pit or a snake pit. Don't go to hell. God loves you too much for you to go. Don't reject him. You can confess him right now if you know him. You can know him right now if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. You know that God loves you, because if he didn't, he wouldn't let you live tomorrow. If God wanted you and didn't want you, he'll just speak the word and you'll lay down and die. They'll bury you right to tomorrow. But he loves you. And thank God, by his grace, if he lets you live tomorrow, you ought to say, man, I'm going to make up my mind. That preacher that was preaching about don't go to hell, you know, I'm thinking about that, man. Because, look, if God loved me that much, and he didn't have to die. He could have stayed in heaven and let the world go on and everybody go to hell. But he said, no, I'm going to stop this Lucifer. And let me tell you something else. Majority of the world will die and go to hell. I'll say that again. Majority of the world will die and go to hell because people don't want salvation. They want to live in hell nation. They want to have a good time and do what they want to do and say what they want to say and do all that. And then when judgment comes, they'll want to enter the kingdom of God, and they will not be invited. You will be cut off. You will be cast into the lake of fire because you rejected the ultimate plan of salvation, which is Jesus Christ. It's not Buddha. It's not the Baptist. It's not the Presbyterian. It's not the Catholic. It's not Taoism. It's not Buddhism. It's not Jehovah's Witness. It ain't got nothing to do with religion. Salvation is a relationship with Jesus Christ. God bless you tonight. May his face smile upon you. As we understand that the confession to salvation, Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just commit and admit, Lord, I am a sinner. I am lost. Forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I'm sorry I have sinned against a holy, righteous God. And I'm repenting of my sins, and I'm confessing with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you raised him from the dead on the third day morning for my salvation. Come into my life right now. Come in, Lord Jesus, and save my soul by faith. I accept you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Brother Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Coming to you to let you know that we'll be back next week and we will be talking the same thing. Jesus Christ is the only way that you're going to escape this mean, low-down, dirty earth, because the devil has polluted it with the sins that he has caused people to do. And people are wallowing in his sin. And we just ask you right now, Lord Jesus, tarry before it's too late. When the trumpets blow, the dead in Christ will be leaving. And we that remain alive shall be cut off to meet the Lord in the air. This is Elder G. Bazaar. Love you much, love you much, love you much, love you much. May the grace of God go with you. Come back next week. If you got a friend, stop by and tell them. You're hearing the gospel. You ain't going to hear this in the church. You ain't going to hear this in the big churches. You ain't going to hear this just anywhere. Preachers are preaching, but they ain't preaching the gospel. And you hearing the gospel when you hear the word of God. And the word of God is repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God bless you. See you next week. Elder G. Bazard, see you right, Brother Tim. Amen. He's gone off. But let me tell you something. Come back next week. We'll talk about it some more. In Jesus' name, amen. Good day. Yeah, about 8 minutes left.